Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. And consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers you seek. My direct phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And let's face it, being proactive is the best way for you to help yourself be healthy and stay healthy. And to help me do that is my cohort who's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. Good to be here with you today. You know, we have one of those interesting topics to discuss today, and it's one of those three-letter words that we hear bandied about so often, and it's the word fat. And for the last 40 years or so, the medical establishment has been telling people that they should eat low-fat diets. And hasn't this actually led to a number of health problems?
A good majority of the health problems has to do with eating low-fat diets because your body requires fat if you're going to be healthy. And so when you remove fat from the diet, then you're going to have health problems because your body needs fat to do so many different things, which I'm sure we're going to get into.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what they've done to replace the fat is to put in a lot more salt and sugar in their foods.
Yes.
So what is it that fat does actually that's beneficial to the body?
Well, fat is a hormone precursor. It's a prostaglandin precursor, and hormones and prostaglandins either promote or combat inflammation, either at the organ level or at the cellular level. And, You know, cholesterol is a type of fat, and cholesterol helps to make up healthy cell walls within each of the cells. It's a necessary component for the cells themselves. We have different fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Those are fat-soluble vitamins. And without those fat-soluble vitamins, then our health begins to have issues. Most notably, living up here in the Northeast and having just survived winter, most people are vitamin D deficient because, you know, they're not getting enough of that in their diet.
But isn't vitamin D something you get from the sun?
Well, vitamin D is something you definitely get from the sun, and that's why God created the sun, is to help us create vitamin D. But the difference is that most people don't understand that vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, and most people don't understand the need for fat in our diet if we're going to be healthy.
That's so interesting that the sun would give you a fat-soluble vitamin. So is there differences between what's a healthy fat and what's an unhealthy fat?
Absolutely. Healthy fats the body uses naturally without any problems, and unhealthy fats, man-made fats, the crap fats, the partially hydrogenated fats, the trans fats, all of those types of fats make it harder for the body to do its job, and the body responds by creating problems as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. So there is a difference between what kind of processing goes into the fats that actually deteriorates their value for the body.
Absolutely. The more processing there is, the more of a problem it's going to create. And the only reason why they do the processing is in an effort to create profit for the manufacturer at the expense of the consumer.
It also lengthens the shelf life of oils and fats, doesn't it?
Exactly. And that's why the manufacturer does that kind of stuff. So if you don't buy their product today, it's okay. You could wait a day, a week, a month, a year, depending.
Uh-huh. And we think that that's going to be as healthy as it is if it's fresh and good.
Correct.
So now you said that the fat intake affects your hormone balance, and your hormones are pretty essential for every function in your body, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The glands that manufacture hormones, and there are several of them, which I'm sure we'll probably go over at some point, they manufacture hormones that help to regulate the organs and help to regulate the systems and help to regulate overall body functioning. And so your body needs to make hormones regularly if your body's going to run regularly. And if it's mm-hmm. Missing hormones, I mean, any female understands this who has hormonal imbalances. Any male over the age of 40 who has, you know, tendencies towards hormonal imbalances, you know, you appreciate the fact that your body doesn't function the way that it did when you were younger. Athletes are taking artificial hormones in an effort to maintain their athletic ability. And, you know, all of these are an indication about how hormones affect our lives, and we're aware of it. We just don't necessarily understand it, and we certainly don't understand that you need to eat fat if you want to make good, high-quality hormones.
So do you need fat to create all the hormones in your body? Is that a precursor to all the hormones?
Fats and proteins, the essential fatty acids, the free fatty acids, and the essential amino acids are what goes into manufacturing hormones, and so we need both protein and fat, and that's why God made them so readily abundant for us.
Mm-hmm. So if they're all made out of fat, how are they all alike, or are there differences between the different hormones?
Oh, there's huge differences between, depending upon what it is that they're doing. I mean, there are stress hormones versus reproductive hormones versus metabolic hormones versus brain function hormones versus sugar handling hormones versus hormones specific for inflammation, hormones specific for anti-inflammation. They're all different, and they're probably too numerous to count.
Mm-hmm. So now, where exactly do they come from? Do they all come from the glands, or, I mean, how are they manufactured in the body?
Well, as I said, they come from fats and proteins, meaning actually the free fatty acids from fat and the amino acids from proteins, and the body combines those with cholesterol molecules in an effort to turn them into a hormone that the body can use to regulate different functions within the body from an organ perspective.
So I guess my other question is, where, you know, what are the glands that generate the hormones? Where are those in the body?
Well, we have the pituitary gland, we have the thyroid gland, we have the pineal gland, we have the thymus gland, we have the pancreas, which has a part of it that is a gland, we have the adrenal glands, we have the testicles and the ovaries, and so those are the glands that help to generate hormones, and safe to say that the body manufactures probably well over 100 different types of hormones, certainly more than 60. I mean, there's just a lot of them.
Wow. Well, you know what's so interesting about the glands that you just mentioned, for anybody that might study yoga or any of the Eastern arts, those glands actually correspond to the different energy centers or chakras on the body. Can you talk a little bit about how that relationship works?
Well, that's exactly correct. I mean, when you look at the body from an energetic perspective, there's a different energy center. The seven main chakras are associated with the different energy centers that are the different energy centers within the body. There happens to be a gland associated with each one of those. You know, your throat chakra and your ability to speak your truth is governed by your thyroid. And anybody that has difficulty speaking their truth is going to have a thyroid imbalance. Same thing with your high heart chakra, which regulates your immune system, and your thymus gland. Your third eye is your pineal gland. And so your base chakra has to do with your reproductive organs. And so every single, your self-esteem is, your third chakra is related to your pancreas and how you feel about yourself. And when you don't feel good about yourself, you have a tendency to eat sugar.
I mean, it's really so fascinating that these relationships exist and that they've actually were discovered thousands of years ago. And we don't necessarily in the West appreciate how direct that relationship is.
No, we don't. And that's just because of the way that they've oriented our educational system. You know, back in the early 1900s, they went about creating a very specific mindset for anybody who's going to get into the healthcare professions. They got rid of all the natural healthcare schools, et cetera, and they really established a very strong line for what has developed into traditional medicine, traditional allopathic medicine. And they stopped paying attention to relationships because they wanted to start controlling. And so a lot of our healthcare system, unfortunately, is about regulating and controlling function rather than allowing the body to do its own function.
Well, that's a pretty important point that you bring up about how alternative medicine differs from the conventional Western medicine. And we need to take a short commercial break. But when we get back, I want to talk a bit about how the alternative approach to healthcare can deal with the issues surrounding hormones and this need for fat.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, how to feed a family healthy food, how to prepare for food shopping, and how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about the need for the dreaded fats. Fats, the four-letter word that we use in my office, and we encourage everybody to use that four-letter word, fats.
Fats, yes. Yeah, you made it from three letters into four letters. That's good. So let's get back to the topic of the hormones and finding out a little bit more specifically about what some of the hormones do. And, you know, they're all manufactured in the body. And So there are a lot of feelings that can be attributed to how the hormones work in our body. I mean, so if you're tired or hungry or afraid or excited or turned on, or all those things are actually governed by the hormones, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Every last one of those is governed by the hormones. And so it's important, if your body has any issues with being able to do those sorts of things or have those kind of responses within your body, then you want to take a look at what your hormones are doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of talk, and you mentioned it in the first segment, about human growth hormone, and that athletes are using that to improve their performances, but that has other effects, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And so human growth hormone or other things like steroids are what these athletes are doing. The steroid testing is very, very specific, and they've now even developed some pretty fine tests related to different metabolites associated with taking artificial hormones and ratios within the hormones. So it's becoming harder and harder for athletes to do that without getting caught, but mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily stop people who are athletes who are not competing at a professional level from doing them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the backyard athlete might be able to do that and get away with it because there's no testing done. Now, this human growth hormone, that's actually an essential thing that children, when they're growing up, it allows them to gain height and things like that, right?
Yes. Human growth hormone is used to speed up healing time and to enhance performance. Human growth hormone is naturally produced by the body, but it begins to diminish as one gets older. And therefore, recovery time takes a little bit longer and interferes with an athlete's ability to perform. But as a child growing up, I mean, well, why would it begin to deplete as one gets older? Well, it would deplete because that's the nature of what happens to somebody as they get older. Their body is not as efficient and doesn't run as well as it did when you were younger. And that's just the nature of what it is that we do to ourselves and how we cause our bodies to break down over time. If we were just able to have normal digestive systems and ate high quality food instead of abnormal digestive systems from antibiotics and all the crap food that is out there, if we wouldn't have the issues that we have. The difficulty is that we have all the crap foods and we have all the antibiotics and we have all the effects of those, and we're given entirely too much sugar. And so our ability to assimilate our food is greatly diminished. And that means that as we get older, our stores are going to run out, and that's going to cause us to age faster.
Mm-hmm. So another critical hormone is cortisol. That's sometimes called the stress hormone. So what does that do?
Well, it's excreted when we are stressed and causes the body to increase blood sugar through gluconeogenesis.
That's a big word.
It is. It just basically means that the body is, taking glucagon or is taking glucose, and it's making it readily available for the blood itself. Cortisol also suppresses the immune system. It aids in metabolism of fats and proteins and carbohydrates, but it also decreases bone formation, and that's very, very important for the listener to appreciate.
Now, there's this thing called hydrocortisone, and that's a synthetic version of cortisol. And what is that used for?
Yes, it is a synthetic version of cortisol, and it's used to treat people who lack adequate naturally generated cortisol. And it's important to appreciate that that's different from what the body produces and is going to have effects and negative effects if you become dependent upon that. But doctors will prescribe that to you because they say that your body's not producing enough. Instead of addressing the reason for why your body's not addressing it, they're outsourcing it by having you take a prescription. And that prescription over time is going to create problems with bone health and immune system health and your body's ability to heal and process sugar properly.
Mm-hmm. And I understand also that along with bone damage, there's burnout and sleep deprivation actually cause an increase in that level of cortisol naturally.
Yes. After lots of stress over time, initially you're going to have an increase in the cortisol. But if the stress continues to go on over time, the body's ability to manufacture its own cortisol is going to diminish, and then you're going to have adrenal burnout as a result. And if your body's not producing enough of that on a regular basis, then the body's going to have lots of problems related to immunity and bone health and musculoskeletal health, et cetera.
It's also considered the fight or flight hormone, right?
No, that it's would not- be adrenaline.
Okay.
Adrenaline is the fight or flight hormone, and so when one is having their life threatened, so to speak, the adrenal glands secrete adrenaline in an effort to expedite blood out to the musculoskeletal system, so that one can either fly or they can fight, and so it's the fight flight hormone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also understand that insulin is a hormone.
It is, and it functions under the direction of the liver to remove excess amounts of blood sugar from the blood. Now, in diabetes, when the liver overstimulates the pancreas due to too much sugar within the blood, the pancreas can then stop producing sufficient amounts of insulin, and then diabetes develops, and this would be type 2 diabetes, what used to be known as adult onset diabetes. But all of that, believe it or not, for the listener, I'll tell you something that you probably don't know. Diabetes is a liver condition, because the liver is what controls and regulates the pancreas, and the liver is what tells the pancreas to get rid of all the excess sugar.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. Now, of course, there are the sex hormones. For a woman, how can she tell if she's out of balance?
Just ask any woman. They already know. How their monthly cycle is off and their other systems are off, they're aware of that. And I think, believe it or not, I think that was a good thing that God did for women that he didn't do for men. Women have a monthly cycle. And if it's not occurring like clockwork on a monthly basis, then a woman knows that she's hormonally out of balance. And unfortunately, we outsource our hormones for most teenage women. We're putting them on birth control pills, maybe not because they're sexually active, but more in order to regulate their monthly cycle. And it's like, okay, why can't the body do that itself? The body was designed to do that itself. And I've actually helped quite a few women who used to have irregular periods get off of their birth control and have a normal period. And they were like, you know what, I got my period and I wasn't even aware that it was coming. And it's like, yeah, because that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to get it. It should be pretty much a surprise. And you shouldn't have all the cramping and all the difficulties associated with it, and it should be gone in a couple of days. And unfortunately, we've brainwashed women to think otherwise. And so, but women are much more attuned to their hormonal balances than men are, and it's not until men start to have erectile dysfunction that they start to pay attention to their hormones. But once they start to have erectile dysfunction, they've already missed the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? How so?
Once you get the symptoms to show up, you've already lost greater than 60% of normal functioning. And just think about that. If you lost 60% of your investments, or 60% of your house, or 60% of your job, or 60% of your income, you'd be quite upset with that and things wouldn't work very well. Well, you have to lose 60% of normal functioning in order to get erectile dysfunction in a male's reproductive system.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a kind of a grim picture if you've lost that much of your ability to function. And,
yeah.
And of course, for men, because we don't have a monthly cycle, it's a more quicker turnaround in the cycle. Not necessarily watching it in the same way that women would be.
Right.
So how do hormones affect our metabolism? That's an important thing for gaining weight and things like that.
Well, they govern the speed at which our metabolism occurs, and that's actually through our thyroid and the hormones that the thyroid makes in order for your metabolism to work in a normal fashion.
Well, this is really a great conversation, Dr. Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you and conclude this conversation about hormone balance and the need for fat.
Very good. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about fats and the need for fats and your hormones. And Mark, I'm sure you got more questions.
Yeah,
for us.
I mean, during the break, we were talking a little bit, and you have some more that you would want to say about the artificial hormones.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, they're so readily available to people, and doctors are very quick to prescribe them when they show that you, through a blood test that your hormone levels are off, or through a saliva test that your hormone levels are off. And realistically, you don't want to go down that path, because when you're outsourcing your hormones, you're never going to get back in control, or it's going to require a lot of effort. So ask your doctor to help you figure out why your body is not producing enough hormones, and change what you're doing and change how your body's functioning so that your body can go back to manufacturing hormones the way God intended for you. That would be my advice.
Okay. Now, I mean, so many people are concerned about weight gain, and do people gain weight because of hormone imbalances or fat intake, or is it a combination?
Well, it's digestive imbalances due to poor diet and the crap food, leading to hormonal imbalances, leading to dysregulation of the organs, leading to obesity and the cravings for more crap food. I mean, that's basically the cascade. And so when you have a digestive imbalance, you're not going to absorb the fats properly. Therefore, you don't have the building blocks to make the hormones. And then you're going to become hormonally deficient, and your body's going to malfunction.
Mm-hmm. Now, what effects do hormones have on the body and mental disposition of people?
Well, all is regulated by normal hormone production. So if you're eating all the crap food and the body can't use the crap ingredients, then the brain will have issues working and mental disposition will suffer. And, people don't think clearly. They don't have sunny dispositions. They have, they're angry and they have difficult in thinking properly, et cetera.
I mean, there are so many things that affect us that we can't really control, like the pollution, like the fact that there are so many, genetically modified foods that you may not be able to find your way around because they're not identifying them. People drink alcohol, they smoke, all these things, sleep deprivation, stress, all these things affect your health. So what can be done to treat hormone imbalances naturally?
I guess what a person needs to do is they need to get their body back in balance, and they need to have an evaluation with somebody that can help them move in that direction, not just mask symptoms, not just treat disease, but actually help the body produce and express health. And so it would require some changes in a person's diet. It would require changes in how the person lives their life, and consulting with somebody that has the understanding to help gradually shift somebody from where they are now having issues to shifting them over to where they wouldn't have issues. And that's going to require exercise. That's going to require better sleep habits. It's going to require eating high quality foods. It's going to be staying away from the carbohydrates. It's going to be, there's a whole process associated with it. But what I want the listener to understand is it's very, very doable. You just have to have somebody who can stand in your corner and work with you and help you along the way. And you're not going to change everything overnight. You need to change things gradually. You need to introduce a new habit, make that a well-grounded habit before you start to add other things. And, we did a show back at the end of the last year on goal setting. And this is part of that process, is figuring out how to set yourself up for success and have it be manageable and totally doable.
And it's so important that you bring up the idea that you really need to have the support of somebody who knows how to deal with these kind of imbalances and to give you the kind of support that you need as an individual in your particular situation to be able to get your health back, to bring your hormones back into balance. And, it's great that we give this general information out, but I know that people must have specific questions and that you make yourself available to answer those questions. So if people want to reach out with their questions, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way would either to email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. Or they can call my office directly at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And, for all my West Coast listeners, I really appreciate your time and energy in doing that. You get a hold of me and I will find you the right practitioner for where you live. We happen to have run the same circles, me and the other types of practitioners out there that do this kind of work. And, it would be important for you, if you're serious about taking control of your health, to get in touch with me or to get in touch with somebody that can guide you. And if you can't find that right person, get a hold of me and I will find the right person for you.
This is great, Doc Rick. I thank you so much for doing this show, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you next week.
Absolutely. That's our lead in to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health Health Station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.